295.
Okay, we're continuing in the Hilchos Nezirus Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, Chapter 7, Law 3. We got done with 12 items, which if a nazir comes in contact with them, it breaks his Nezirus and forces him to get a new haircut and korbanos and everything. Gemara is going to give a couple more qualifications for that, for a few more halachas. And then he's going to list 12 types of tumah that do not break the tumah, do not break the Nezirus of the nazir. Okay, so in Halacha Gimel now, one of the things we mentioned was the decomposition of a body. It gives off the tumah that breaks the Nezirus. So you get a little more detail into decomposed of this. The Ein Rekav HaMeis Metame, the decomposed body, does not give off tumah. It has to have only body decomposition and nothing else. It has to be decomposition from a full body for that decomposed matter to give tuma, as he will say. Vein rakav meis matama at shigaver arom, the mace must be buried without clothes on, so that necessarily is going to happen. But we're just saying this is halacha, that may never apply then.
Right.
Without any clothes, ba aron shel shayish, in a casket of marble where there's no decomposition from the marble as well, as you'll see in a minute. Just hang on. We're just saying what the halacha is, how the decomposed body can be metamim. I'm not interested if you're allowed to do it or not allowed to do it. We're just saying this is the rule, as you'll see. V'yakula shomen, had it be from a complete body that decomposed. But on the other hand, if it's chaser b'men or aver, if the body was missing a body part, or shenigbar b'ksuso, if he was buried with clothing, or b'orn shel eitz, or a coffin of wood, or b'shel matechas of metal, then ein lo rakav, there's no decomposing tuma that can make the nazir tummy. Okay? Lo amru rakev, and they only said this tumah of the decomposition, ella lemeis bovat, someone who died of natural causes, lahotzi harug, to exclude someone who was murdered, shere chaser damo, he's missing blood, obviously, when he was killed, he's missing the blood. So you need the two factors like this. It has to be the decomposition that comes from a whole body that decomposed itself, with no other mixture of other decomposition. And therefore, if it's with his shrouds, as it were, then it's a decomposition of the shrouds mixed up with the human decomposition, or the other types of coffins where they decompose together, which is not the case of marble for whatever reason. It doesn't seem to.
Stone doesn't decompose.
Yeah. We're not saying you're allowed to or not allowed to. We're just saying what the only type of decomposed body that is able to be metame, it comes from a whole body that has nothing else decomposed together with it.
That's clear. But a regular guy from that would have tumas mace, just not a nazir, right?
What, decomposed stuff?
It's not the...
Well, we're going to see. We're going to have to get to the next halachas. You could be tummy, but doesn't that say going to knock off the Nezirus?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You can give tumah, but it's not going to be the... We've got to get to the 12 that are going to give off tumah that don't knock off a Nezirus.
So in number two, base.
We're not in base now. We're in Gimel. I'm not going back to base.
All those references to decomposition.
It has to be this kind of decomposition.
Just a limb or this or that has to, or that or all of size, all of those things.
It has to have come originally. Really, it only mentions...
It says an olive size. Or
no, that's different stuff. That's not decomposed.
It says an olive size portion of a decomposed corpse.
Okay, wow. But it has to be from a full decomposed corpse that had nothing mixed in from it.
That's what we just learned.
Somebody strangled all his blood.
Okay, then he's not... Harug usually means killed with a sword. That's the typical hariga, is killed by a sword. Dalid, now we're going to mix other things involved. Kavru shnei meiskav, you bury two people together. Oshigazuzu sarotzi parnav, or let's say they sheared off the guy, they cut off the guy's hair or his nails. And then it was buried together with the guy. So it was separated from him and then buried with him.
Oh,
Isha Ubara, pregnant woman, Nebuch, Shemesa, she died. Vinikbar Vubara Mea, and her fetus is inside of her as she died. So now, Eina Rekem Shalem Metame, the decomposition will not be Metame because you've got, first of all, two separate bodies. It's got to be one body, not two different bodies. It's a mixture of one body with another body. So each decompose. It's got to be one body, all of its decomposition without anything else mixed. Now we're including even another body can't be decomposed with it. It can't be what was severed from his body before he died or what that decomposed. It can't be a fetus, which is another body. It's got to be just one body that decomposes, and that's all.
Complete.
All right? V'chein, and similarly, im tochan ames, if they ground up the dead body, atshenasa rakov, until it gets decomposed, einan metamin, the grinding up decomposes it. Einan metamin, doesn't give tuma, atshyarkimov, it has to self-decompose by itself. I guess it creates a different reality. What if tochan ames, what if you just ground it up a little bit? V'inicha afar, you left the ash, ash yirgaful, until it decomposes after. So that's an in-between stage. So it's a shining word, they don't render a halacha. Oh, shehirgav miksas kushchai, he already decomposed a little bit while he's alive. Umeis, and then he dies. V'hirgav kol, and the rest gets think about maybe a flesh-eating disease, I don't know. Harezov, it's also all case of safek. And how do we treat a safek? So we have to go luchumra, but not in all areas. Nitma l'rakov, and it became tummy to that zet, this type of decomposition. Raise a suffix tummy, it's a suffix tummy. Similarly, other sfeikos, so the Gemara doesn't know what to do. V'chenu nitma v'rova atzomas abayim ha'shidra min ha'gogolos ba'olam. What if you get tummy with a rova amount of the of a tarkov, of the bones that come from the spine, or from the skull in and your metam in a tent, it's also an in-between stage from previous case. I raise a suffix tummy, it's all suffix tummy. Good. Hey.
So you now, can't bring a korban in all those
you
cases.
You can bring a korban. You may have to count over.
But you can't bring a korban. You
can't bring a korban because it's a question of shekul and lazar.
Right.
You can't know.
So even if a mace drops dead in a field.
That's a different case altogether.
A mace drops dead?
Well, a person drops dead in a field.
No, he means fresh. It hasn't decomposed yet.
What are you talking about?
Well, here we're talking about it has to be decomposed.
We're talking about the decomposed material.
But if it's not decomposed, then Howard's asking.
Like somebody just drops dead in the field.
We've already discussed that, Howard, long ago.
So he's not decomposed, so there's no...
A dead body gives off tumo. That's one of the 12 things we had before.
We're just talking about the substance, the material.
We're talking about exactly the case we brought, right? Right? To the decomposition. Right, or different bones. We're not talking about a full body over here. This specific cases that were in between cases of what we mentioned before. Okay, now we move on. Hey, call Elash Demas a Tuma Shemani. Now, all these 12 tumas that we've just listed, im noga nazir ba'achas mehem, if the nazir touches one of them, o nesar carries one of them, o hail a nazir leh, or he went over, you know, covered over his body, tented over it. Oh, hail ila tumas ala nazir, or the stuff tented over him. Oh, shaya nazir la achas mi tumas elu ba'ol echad, or if the nazir was from one of these tumas by being in the same tent with it, the same room with it. Any of these situations, this is vaday tuma from the 12 we mentioned earlier in Alokha Beis. Harezim egaleach tiglachas tum. He has to cut the hair off, the cutting the hair of when he was really tummy. Maybe korban tuma. He brings the korbanos for the tummy person. The sosa kolon, everything's been knocked off. Chutz, except in harakov, the decomposition, which obviously it's not solid. It's like powder. So she'enim etama, you can't be tummy by touching it because it's not one solid mess, like touching ash. You can't touch the whole thing. You can't touch the whole thing. She'enim guf echad, it's not one solid block. And therefore, it won't be able to make that happen for touching. But the other forms, the other 12, 11 of them, there were five different ways the tumah can give off. This type cannot. He cut in the one way of only saw, but if he carries it or nitbol is in the same room, megaleach, then it can be megaleach.
So you has to be touching dalad amot. It's not. It has to be physically touching.
Touching.
It's not within the four. Okay, I understand. So it's not.
No good.
Okay. Good. Often things are within dalad amot.
No. That's a shirabanan. That's a shirabanan to keep you away from it, but you never really were there. Okay, vav. V'chein nazir shenaga be'etzam ames, and so a nazir if he touches a bone of a dead body, Afilu etzam kisaura. Even the bone, it's only the size of a saora, a barley corn. O nesa, or he carries it. Harezim megalechalav, he has to cut his hair. Maybe a karbonis tumah v'seishuk, it's called, he has to bring the karbonis and acts of all the days. Okay? But that's only what we said, if he what? Touches it or carries it. Vein etzem kisor metamiel, but the size of that with a barley corn. Just a barley corn in the same room?
Nope.
Does.
Is there a minimum size for them in the same room?
More than that, obviously. Because that's what it, he says. It's only kiyomus. It says kiyomus ba'ohel. There has to be a hecker of the bone that it's a. Obviously, a barley corn, you couldn't tell it's a human bone. Right. Torah says you have to be able to tell it's a human bone. It has to have some amount that we can relate to it as a human bone. Avol nitma. Okay, now we go. I don't know why in the middle of halacha he's going to go to the other 12. He could have just stopped here, but
no.
He's going right in the middle.
Rabbi,
yeah.
You may not like this question because it relates, I think, to last week. We talked about major bones, the skull. How is that different from what we're saying now? We said there had to be major body parts.
That was to be tummy in every way. This is not, this one will not be tummy in every way. These others, the bone, the other thing can be tummy in every way. This one can't. That's the whole point. It's less, and therefore it can't be matami in every way.
Not in an oil.
Okay, now. Now. But now if you're going to be tummy from the next 12, even though you're going to be tummy, we're going to say it's not going to knock you off because it's a much lesser degree. A lot of it is rabbinic or whatever, such as where begush. Eretz Hagoyim, if you have a clod of earth from outside of Israel, okay, it's a clod of earth that was brought in. The rabbis decreed any of that that comes from outside of Eretz Yisrael, okay, because what happens is they quite often bury their dead all over the place, and when they, you don't know where anything's at, right? In other words, Jews, you know, in Israel, we know here's the seventh area, here's not. Goyim, in those days at least, they just dropped dead, they dropped dead, just bury them right in the middle of Bathurst Street. So therefore made a decree, whenever you bring any soil from Mount Severus to Stroll, it's metamic. That's rabbinic. Rabbinic, and that's not be strong, it's not going to be strong enough to break the Nazirus.
But those would be Goyish Tuma, right, as well?
That's a different type of Tuma altogether. But that's going out, that's going out of Israel. Going out of it. We're not talking going out of Israel. Israel.
No, I appreciate that. I'm saying the soil from out of Israel, we're talking about non-Jews making...
That's a different type of tumah. Going out of Israel is one kind of tumah. Taking the earth and bringing it in is a separate type
that's
of tumah.
That's what we're talking about, the bringing in.
Yes, that's
what I'm suggesting is that the soil from the diaspora is covered with dead non-Jews.
Yes.
The non-Jews tumify?
Well, we don't know. We don't know. Stomp earth. We're saying if you bring a clod of earth from Chutz La'aretz, we just don't know.
He's saying it could have a little bit of bone.
It could be Jews too.
Yes. For sure. So that, but the problem is, we just don't know what the source of this dirt is.
So the rabbis made it.
Oh, besode shenechresh kevrusel. Or you know, there's a field where there was a grave and it's been whole plowed out. Okay? So now here's some soil, you know, you're in this field now. Now, before it got plowed out, the grave was in one spot. Now the whole thing got plowed, you don't know where it is at all. Shemitamim bimago mamasa. It gives tuma if you touch it or carry it. Oh, shehela love, or you be tent over it. Stop. Oh, shehela love, or somebody goes over him. Ve'al hasorigim, or if it goes over branches, ayosimus from the trees. In other words, you're under the tree. Let's say you got this, the field is there, buried, plowed up, and now you're under the tree that goes beyond the field and covers them over. Oh, ha peros ayotzim in agoder, or the other, what are the peros? Something goes out of the fence. Yeah, let's say there's a brick that extends over. Let's say the wall goes straight, and this part juts out, and now you're under that part that it juts out from it. Omita ogomol, let's say there's a bed or a camel with a big stomach. And you're under the same bed or the stomach of the camel, and that's under that part of earth. It's all types of tents, you see. Or he's in a house that's tameh with only a quarter tarkov of atzamos, bones that don't have, that don't come from the majority of the bones of the body, the low rovini, or the majority number, either structure or the number, which you said you had to have before. You don't have that. Or for the revis of blood before you needed a larger shear than a revis. Shibitame b'maga masbo, which also gives off tuma by touching, lifting, or being in the same room. Oshinitma b'golo, tame by touching the cover of the grave on the top of the grave. Obadovek, the side of the grave over there. Shemitame b'maga b'holo, make your tame by touching it or tenting. Oshinitma b'aver menachai, or lest you become tame with aver, a limb from the living body. Obereveminemes, or from a limb from the body of a dead person. Shainalayim busker, who doesn't have enough flesh. So all these cases make you tame, they make you tame, but hareza ain't a soser, but it's not going to knock off the naziros, as we'll see more details coming up.
So he's supposed to bring it.
You're going to see what's going to happen. Zion. Afal pisha b'chol eluhu tame tuma shiva, even though these other types of tuma make him have a state of a 7-day tuma. And as well, umaza b'shishveshvin, he has to spritz on from the spardu in the 3rd and 7th day, still, eina megaleach taglach asum, he doesn't have to cut his hair. Lo mevi karbanos, and he doesn't bring karbanos. Lo sos is a company, they don't knock off the previous days. However, one thing he doesn't get out of it. But all the 7 days he's tame, it doesn't count as any days of Nazirus.
Can't have it all. Come on.
Okay. So that is the critical point over there.
So if it happens the day 29, he does another 7 days? Or
what do you mean?
He does one more day. One more day after the 7.
I thought it doesn't count. I thought he has to do another.
No, 1 day, sort of 7 days to get rid of the tumah, and then he counts. He picks up where he leaves off.
Right.
He can't pick because it was not a real tumah. So he has to deal with. He has to deal with it. If he wasn't a nazir, this is how he would deal with the tumah.
Right.
So he has to deal with that tumah again. But it's not a biblical tumah that's going to knock off nazirus.
Yes. After the pause button.
It's not going to knock off the Nazirus, though. Yeah. That's the point.
And no korban. And
okay.
No haircut.
Similar halachas. What about Nogabo? What if he touches a tent, that is a house that a mace is in? He just touches it from the outside. Oh, by Kalim and Mace. Or he touches a vessel that a mace touched that. Okay, the vessel was Tame Mace. He touches the vessel. So that is very much more or less tumah. Yeah. Although there's a tumah, but ain't a mazah b'shivashi. You don't even sprinkle blood, the water of the tepar adumah on the 3rd and 7th day, even though he's tumah for 7 days. So what's going to be his status then? It's already a lesser degree of tumah. He says, v'yera li, would appear to me, shedin zem yuchud, that would be a unique law with a nazir. Okay, that's the law for the nazir, he's saying. Okay, that you just count the 7 days and that's it.
No sprinkling.
Doesn't do anything. That's it. Appears to me it's a unique law for the Nazir. I will call Adam Shniva Kalim Tumah Shiva, but any other person who's not a Nazir who touches a vessel that is Tamei Meis, Yazeb Ashlishi Vishvi, has to have water sprinkled on the 3rd and 7th. Well, a Nazir, not. Kamoshis Barbe Hilchos Tumah says, as we know in Hilchos Tumah Sameis, for a regular person. And also, V'chein Yerali, it also appears to me, this fellow doesn't have to sprinkle on the 3rd or 7th day. In order to he doesn't have to sprinkle the water in order
to lose those days.
So he's not going to lose those days, right? Because if he need to be sprinkled, he loses those days. So he's saying you don't even lose those days.
Wow.
If you're not sprinkling already, you're not even losing those days.
So if it's on day 29, what happens?
And day 30 is done.
Then 30 is done. He's tummy for 7 days. He's tummy for 7 days. But the 30 days are done. And when the 7 days are up, then he does the process of finishing.
So if it happened on day 24, he'd be able to count those 6 days.
That's right. Because since you're not sprinkling any blood, then you get out of that totally.
Did you have to go to the mikveh? Is that part of it? I can't remember.
Yeah.
He has to go to the mikveh.
Yes. And then the 8th day being recorded.
But did we say that it was...
Sneer all done?
Yeah.
All the chairs too?
Yeah, I'll put the chairs in place.
No, I'm saying the stuff got on the chairs too. Shkoyach, thank you. Yeah. Good? Tess? So, here's a real interest. What?
Sorry. Are we saying that his degree of needing to purify is lighter than any other regular person?
Yes. It's a Chiddush. He says it's a Chiddush.
He's a regular person, plus he's a Nazir.
It doesn't matter. Okay. There's probably Sukkim or wherever where you learn that out from. There's a whole section for this. Okay, fine. We'll just go with that. Okay, Tess, now we're going to really get to exciting things now.
I was excited.
We're going to have a guy who's a Nazir, and while he's a Nazir, he becomes a Metzora.
Whoa. I asked this.
Well, good. So you were patient. You still kept coming, and you got it. How do you like that? So that's going to be Tess and Yud. Well, let's just do Tess and Yud then. Nazir shenit stara v'huchlat. Now remember, Metzor goes through certain stages. Your coin comes, says, well, I don't know, I'm not sure. I'm going to put you away for 7 days. We'll see. Right? We don't know. He didn't say for sure, right?
Yeah.
But then after 7 days, he says, now look. He could say, oh, now you are a Metzora. Now you got to stay for 7 days as a for sure Metzora. So remember, there's two different stages. Two different stages. There's a Metzora, not Muchlat, not a for sure one, but you still have to be away from everybody for 7 days. And then it's
quarantine.
Muchlat. And now it's your mamish got the disease. Okay, so there's going to be a difference as to what kind of Metzora he is together with his being a Nazir. Okay, so Nazir Shinitzara Vehuchlat. And it was decided he is Tomei.
Definitely.
But this is a different kind of Tumas. Not Tumas Mace.
No.
This is Tumas Metzora.
Yeah.
So now let's figure out what's going to happen now. Kol Yemei Chaluto. All these days that he is in quarantine, he is Tomei because being a Metzora Tomei. Look at this. Vishivas. And then what happens after he to get out of the Tumah, after those 7 days? Vishivas Yemei Sviro Shesofer Achar Shidim. So they have to count 7 days afterwards to purify himself from the Tzara'as. Whereas after 7 days, the coin says, okay, you're okay now. So now what happens? Seven more days and then go to get a whole process to get him out of it. So it's seven and seven at least. All right? So all those days, Bein Taglachas Rishona, between the first haircut that he does on the day of his purity, Lashnia to the second, which is on the seventh. Remember, he cuts his hair twice in Metzora. First day, once he's out of quarantine, haircut, shave on the first day, shave on the seventh day. All those days, Ein Olin Lo Mimei Nezirus. It's not counted any of those days. Okay, 14 days on hold.
Yeah.
The for sure quarantine, and the other 7 days, it's for sure on hold because he's for sure Tomei, and we can't do anything about it, as opposed to the other cases that we said it's more rabbinic tumor, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's for sure. However, Avo Yemei Hesker, but when he's put away, quarantined in doubt, and we don't know, no matter how it ends up, all of those will be counted. So let's say he's, let's say a total of 21 days. He's in the middle of his Nazir's day 15. Now he says, we're not sure if you're mature. Going to be quarantined for 7 days till we find out. Then they found that he is. Now 7 more days for sure. And then he's tar. And then 7 days till he becomes tar. So only the first 7 days can count and add to the 15 to bring him up to 22.
14, no.
And then the next 14 are out. Similarly, Zav Besar, let's say we have an emission from your body that makes you a Zav, that's tummy for 7 days. Beinish, Beinish, as a man or a woman. Kol Yemei Zivasa, all that time when the person is a Zav, when they're tummy, Olin Lohem, they are counted. You can count all those days of Tumah. Afal Pi Shehein Tumeim, even though they for sure are Tumeh, because these do not require cutting of the hair. Boom, boom, boom. Do not require cutting of the hair. V'dover Zeh, how do we know this? Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. End of the discussion.
There you go.
Let's do one more. Yud. And ain't tzarech, we're going to have to pass now. Ain't tzarech lomar, and it goes without saying, shenitma hanazir b'shartons. What if Nazir has any other type of tumah? Let's say he touches a rodent.
A rodent.
Okay, or any other lighter types of tumas, which don't have tumas 7 days. Shemei tumasa, almost certainly those days of tumah are counted in his days. Venososer klum, doesn't knock anything out. Okay, now, what if now, let's try one more over here. A triple header now. Okay, the guy's a Nazir.
Okay.
He's a Mitzara.
Yes.
He's in the middle of, let's say, being quarantined, which will be a difficult case to come up with here. And Nitma b'meis b'toch yemei tzarat. Oh, he becomes Tamei Meis. It's a triple header now. Because Tamei Meis, while he's a Mitzara.
How much more can happen
okay. Okay, and I don't know why he's quarantined, but somebody came in. I don't know. He broke the quarantine. I don't know. Comes Tamei.
Somebody dropped dead.
So now let's figure everything. But no one's supposed to be there.
I know, but somebody.
Anyway,
didn't
what happens? Well, now that's for sure Tuma. That's for sure Tuma, man. Yeah. And being the Mitzara doesn't help him out. So says Kol Kumim every day before it gets knocked out. Because while you're a Mitzara, you're still a Nazir. You're just put on hold, but you have all the laws of Nazir. So we can suggest as well, if the guy starts drinking wine over there, it would be hard to give him a straw. There's nobody there.
No, there's nobody there.
But theoretically, it would be wrong. He remains at his state as Naziris. Afal pishu tame, even though he's tame, he still has a state of Naziris. Now you could ask your question, Paul.
No, I was just joking. When he said Torah from Sinai, I said,